As bacteria monitoring manager at the Rivanna Conservation Alliance, Julia Ela spends a lot of time studying the river and the streams that flow into it. Today, she surveys a wide, fast-moving section near downtown Charlottesville.
So I would say this is very high right now, you know, very muddy.
But when she and about 30 volunteers did a monthly check of water quality after last week's rain, they found more than mud.
We found that on average, our site's bacteria levels were about 10 times higher than normal.
One reason for high bacteria levels in rivers around the state is that three old cities, Richmond, Lynchburg, and Alexandria, have sewer systems that combine wastewater and stormwater into a single pipe, leading to a treatment plant. James Beckley is with the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality.
When you start having, say, an inch or 2 inches of rain, a wastewater plant's not really designed to handle that kind of flow. And when they're not able to handle the water, they'll open up the gates. So a mixture of stormwater as well as wastewater that's untreated goes into the river.
In other places, Julia Ela adds, waste from farm animals, dogs, and cats leads to high levels of E. coli.
A lot of pet waste, especially that builds up over the winter, gets washed off in these spring rains that causes a spike.
And a fast-flowing river or stream is also more likely to be contaminated.
E. coli does tend to like living in sediment at the bottom of the river. The sediment's nice and calm at the bottom. We don't see high levels, but with all this churning and high water, we might see a little bit more lingering just because of all the turbulence.
High levels of E. coli could persist for another week. And those readings are a sign that other kinds of bacteria could also be present. The bottom line, swimming might not be a good idea just yet. And Beckley says residents of the state's capital should be especially cautious.
Richmond is the only city that is next to a Class 4 rapid. So when water levels get too high, the conditions become way too hazardous to swim or boat in.
The good news, he adds, is that overall, long-term, Virginia's rivers are getting cleaner.
We've probably double, tripled our population, and despite that, we are continually improving our environment and the water quality, the air quality, from what it was 30 years ago.
But for now, he offers this advice.
It hasn't rained within about 48 hours, and the water looks clear. Generally, the bacterial numbers should be low.
And if you do take a dip, try not to swallow river water, then take a shower or wash up afterward.
When you get out of the water, it's always good to wash your hands afterwards before you eat. Even in a swimming pool, it's a good idea to do that because, you know, even though it may chlorinate the water, it doesn't necessarily mean that the water is actually clean.
Local health departments and the James River Association may also offer timely information about popular places to swim. I'm Sandy Houseman.